welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us from the DC Comics Squadcast, we've got Chris.
Greetings and salutations. Hark, the heralds.
Lots of heralds, I guess.
I don't know where else to go with that. Here we are.
Hello.
How's it going?
Nice. One thing I forgot to mention to you, Chris, is that you're the third Chris we've had on. So there have been times in other introductions where I'm like, we've got Chris from crap, because I know so many Chris's in the podcasting comic book world.
Oh yeah, this is Chris from another podcast.
We're everywhere. We're taking over.
It works out.
But you don't know.
There's
a deep state of Chris's that are taking over the podcasting industry.
We are on the third issue of the comic story Something Is Killing the Children. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes. And so we start out this third issue with a little girl, crying. She's slashed up, or if she's not slashed up, she's got blood on her. And she's, saying, "I don't believe in monsters," over and over again. Right as she runs out.
Obviously, it doesn't work for her.
Well, no.
Yeah.
She runs out of whatever closet or corner she was in. And as she's running through the bedroom or wherever she's at, we notice there's a monster there. We also notice a Ouija board on the floor. And I think
other dead bodies.
Yeah. Is that one dead body or two? I think it's no, there's
it's
one.
Two.
There's one on top of the bed and one under the bed.
And or there's one in the hallway when she runs out.
There you go. Yes. So
did anybody else notice? I'm actually just noticing this for the first time. The panel where she's in her, or in, I guess, the bedroom where you're seeing these, I guess, is it, I guess, her parents or friends? I don't.
Friends?
It kind of broke up there, so I didn't hear everything that you said. Friends.
You're good.
There's a Ouija board, right, like the bottom of the page, but it's right there. And I somehow missed that completely.
Yeah, I did. I mentioned the Ouija
board. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, sorry. You cut out for a second.
Oh, you're good.
And so I wasn't sure if that was, yeah.
One thing I did notice, though, is that, so I'm just assuming this is two bodies on the bed and under the bed. Honestly, that body on top of the bed is missing its hands. That could be the hands under the bed.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, true.
But anyways, she runs out in the hallway, which there's another body that she slips in the blood from that body and fucking pops the bones out of her wrist.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It makes my fingers hurt.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But then she comes face to face with the monster and the monster kills her. Monsters.
It's just kind of how they do.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
We pop over to a bar, Johnny V's, and we are introduced to Henry. He's an older gentleman sitting at the bar, drinking his fears away. Also drinking because the fact of, I think it's his kid that he's talking about, but his son is dead. Yeah, he's died. Yeah. I'm assuming this one died of natural causes or war or gang stuff. I'm not entirely sure. Because he talks about him being a man. So he obviously wasn't a kid, but he is dead. So he's drowning his sorrows in alcohol. We've moved past him to Tommy and the waitress that from the Applebee's and another friend. And they're just describing what happened that day of Erica and James being at the Applebee's and everything that basically happened. and how Tommy, you know, he called the sheriff and found out that she got picked up because something weird was going on at the hotel. Or just that sheriff picked her up. And the one guy's like, you trust the sheriff? And Tommy's like, fuck no, I don't. It's like, it's like, and then his friend's like, well, what are you gonna do if he lets her go? And Tommy's like, whatever, I have to. Bum, bum, bum. Title screen.
Dun, dun, dun. We get a picture of Erica's license plate, which is, this is actually where we find out her name. Because it doesn't say it up to this point.
You are correct, but I'm a spoiler.
Yeah, but the podcast is. I looked up the address just to see if it was actually a place.
Okay,
and it's a state building in Wisconsin.
Interesting.
Mm.
But
that anyways, makes issue six a little more sense, right?
I don't know.
Chris will know.
But. The guy's like,
I did not. Yeah, we'll get
there. Okay, anyway, sorry.
But yeah, you're welcome. But the cop's like, that can't be your real name. And then he's like, you know, talks about how they found her in an empty hotel room talking to a stuffed animal. And she tells him, she's like, you're going to get a phone call, and then you're just going to let me go. And he's like, yeah, don't fucking count on it. But they also talk back and forth about, like, she keeps trying to wheedle information about what's going on with the kids out of him. And then he starts getting pissy with her because she's, well, basically she's interrogating him.
Yeah.
And he's like, the kids are fucking dying. And she's like, that's why I'm here, dumbass. And then this is, you know, and she's like, then the cop comes in and cop comes in.
Yeah, he talks about there was another slaughter at this other house. And obviously it couldn't be Erica because she was in custody.
Right there.
He was going to try and still hold her, but really has nothing on her. So he lets her go. And he's like, you can stop this. And Erica's like, yeah. It's like, why can you stop this? She's like, you know, I wish I can give you the answers, but whatever answer I give you, it won't make you feel better. So he's just like, all right, just don't leave town. And she's like, I'm not gonna leave until it's over. Like, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to take care of this. And then he actually reveals the first one that went missing. Because she, in the whole interrogation, she asked about if there was anybody missing that didn't fit the profile or just didn't pop up on your radar, like something that you either just thought they just ran away or an uncle may have captured them or they just went with their other parents or something. And so, okay, like this was the first girl, Sarah Washington. They thought the uncle might have picked her up, but there was no signs, and that was about a month and a half ago. And so now Erica has a starting point.
And so she thanks him, and he's like, so what do I do when I get this phone call? And she's like, you should tell him he's an asshole and that he should have called sooner. Five more kids are dead because of him.
Yeah. Love it.
Oof.
So he does tell his partner to just watch her, just follow her. Case anything happens,
and this is the same guy that was interrogating James, right, in the first issue. I think it's the same character that he sends to trail them.
Ron,
or maybe just I don't know.
I've got
that's what I'm doing right now. I mean, he's got the same outfit on, so it could be.
That's how I took it, and I don't know how significant that's going to be later, but.
I mean, it's possible
keeping it small
time. Yeah, exactly.
I just like to know why he's only got one uniform or one outfit.
Maybe it's
he's got one tie,
same day,
one blazer.
Well, no, because that was at night. I don't know.
Maybe he's secretly an anime character.
I can see that.
Cover's been blown, buddy.
we're on to you.
So we got James. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
No, he's fine.
No? Oh, okay.
Sorry. And then we're all quiet.
Paying for this. So we got James just sitting there waiting, and Erica walks out. They have a bit of a conversation, and she asks if he should be in school, and James is just like, yeah, what's the point? All my teachers think, or everybody thinks I killed my friends, and this seems like it's more important. But Erica she's listening, but she's also yelling at her stuffed octopus. And yeah, just
is he, he, she, it, the octopus, is it, because it says the kill pattern is now more consistent with a class B Oscura type than a class E. Is this like misdirection? Is that kind of what you're gathering? Is that it's sort of trying to throw her off? Well,
and I'm wondering if it didn't know. I know she says that, you know, yelling at him that you knew this was bigger than what it was, but I'm wondering if he actually, if they didn't actually know, but being probably connected to the spirit, I'm assuming spirit.
Yeah. World, something like
it would have some sort of way to find it out easier than she would. I don't know though. Whatever's happening, it's obviously, Erica seems to be almost in over her head.
Yeah, clearly, because then she like lashes out at James whenever he's just asking, like, you know, kind of, are you okay? you're talking to a stuffed octopus.
There's,
yeah, and that sort of ends the issue with, you know, he apologizes, then she's like, no, you know, I'm sorry. Like, she basically sympathizes, like, you went through all of this, and you know, we're in a super dangerous situation, and she hasn't gone against anything this big in a long time. So basically she's like, we're going to need
we get the modified Matrix line. We're going to need a lot of guns.
Weapons, yeah. Lots of weapons. Yeah, that's how we end this third issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to listen to more of Chris, check out his other podcast, DC Comics Squadcast, and Horror Comics Podcast on all major podcasting apps. And follow the shows on Twitter at DC Squadcast and at Horror Comics Pod, respectfully. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Something is Killing the Children.